You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Tom Ingracia, president of the Motivac Group, that provides holistic personal and professional development workshops and seminars, as well as individual coaching for success. Tom and Motivac Vice President Jared Kredemski also are authors of the new book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. Tom, welcome once again to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great being back.
Yes, sir, it is. So I understand you have a new book out, as we had just mentioned, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, we do, Eric. The book came out on October 1st, and it is both an inspirational book, but it's also a book that's a call to action to the readers. So what you'll find in One Door Closes is the stories of 16 inspirational people who have triumphed over all manner of obstacles in their lives in order to achieve their goals. They share what they learned about themselves through the process and the wisdom that they want to share with the reader. And so you have these 16 what we like to call guides guiding you through this process of self-discovery. Then the second half of the book, and this is what I think makes One Door Closes different from so many other inspirational books that are on the market, because, you know, Eric, so often you read an inspirational book, and you read stories of these inspirational people, and you get to the end of the book and you say, well, gosh, that's very nice. I'm really inspired, but now what do I do? So what Jared and I have done with One Door Closes is the second half of the book is a series of 10 self-assessment tools, so that the reader can take what you have learned in the first half of the book from our 16 guides, and then you apply that learning to your own life and use these self-assessment tools to design your own blueprint for success. So by the time you have gotten to the end of One Door Closes, you have what we like to call the roadmap to get from where you are now to where you want to be in life 5 years from now.
And what makes your book different from other inspirational, motivational books out there in the market?
Well, I think it is, Eric, that assessment piece that we include, because that really provides the reader then with something tangible that you can take and apply the learning to, so that we didn't want to leave the reader just hanging on at the end of the book and kind of feeling that you're wandering on your own in the wilderness trying to figure out, well, what does this mean for my life? How do I apply what these other people have shared with me to my life? We actually give you that blueprint so that if you are really proactive about using the assessment tools that we provide to you in the book, again, by the time you have finished that process, you will have a very clear-cut plan of action and a plan that really will help you not only to clarify and set your goals, but a plan to actually achieve your goals. And once you have that plan, no matter what obstacle you may come across in life, and you know, Eric, as well as I do, that we all face adversity at some point in our lives. We all run into roadblocks somewhere on our road to success, the road to our goals. But if you have that clear-cut plan, and we really feel that that's what our book provides the readers, when you have that clear-cut plan, then you can overcome that obstacle. You can maneuver around that roadblock and not let that obstacle or that roadblock stop you on your road to achieving your goals, achieving your dreams.
And tagging on to the question earlier, how will the listener benefit from reading the book from your point of view?
Well, first of all, you're going to be very inspired. The 16 people we have gathered for this book, and interestingly, Eric, originally we had only planned to profile 12 people in the book. But as Jared and I started working on the book, and as more people found out what we were doing, people would come to us and say, oh, you have to talk to so-and-so because they have such a powerful story to share. And so we expanded it to 16 people. And so what the reader is going to get is, first of all, you're going to get that inspiration from these people because the stories that we share, and they're all first-person accounts in the book. So it is the person themselves sharing their story with us, and many of these people are sharing their stories publicly for the first time. There are some very powerful stories in One Door Closes. For example, you'll read about Corey Painter, who's a biomedical researcher who 3 years ago was diagnosed with angiosarcoma, which is one of the rarest forms of cancer. Only 300 people a year worldwide are diagnosed with angiosarcoma. But Corey shares in her chapter of the book how she is using her battle against angiosarcoma as a learning experience and a life lesson for her two young daughters on how to overcome obstacles and how to keep moving forward even when you're in the midst of adversity. So you're going to be very inspired. You'll also read about Ken McDonald, who is a triathlete who suffered a traumatic brain injury in a bicycle accident a number of years ago, and how he has been able to come back from that and is now a successful marketing executive with a national nonprofit organization. So you'll be inspired by the stories that you read, and then you'll take that inspiration, use the assessments, and develop and design your own personal blueprint for success so that, again, you can achieve the same things that the people in the book have achieved in their lives.
Today we're speaking with Tom Ingrassia, once again president of the Motive Act Group and co-author of the new book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Tom, most of the people you profile in One Door Closes are ordinary people who have achieved extraordinary things, but you've also interviewed Mary Wilson and Sherry Payne of the Supremes and June Montero of the Toys. Why was that? Why did you include those folks?
Well, first of all, Eric, just a little bit about the other 13 people in the book, these what we like to call ordinary people who have achieved extraordinary things. Many of the people profiled in the book are entrepreneurs themselves, and it actually, for many of them, it was this experience of overcoming adversity and overcoming the obstacles they faced that influenced their decision to become entrepreneurs, to move in that direction. So, you know, we feel it's important to send the message that even ordinary people can achieve extraordinary things in life. Now, the reason we included Mary Wilson of the Supremes, Sherry Payne of the Supremes, and June Montero of the Toys, those are three women who are iconic singers from the 1960s, and they're all three of them are women that I've had the privilege and the opportunity to work with in my career. We also want to share the message that everybody faces adversity. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter who you are in life. It doesn't matter how famous you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Everybody faces adversity, and everybody really needs to have that plan and that way of overcoming adversity. So, for example, in her chapter, Sherry Payne shares the fact that she, for a while, lost confidence in herself and in her performing abilities. Now, she was the last lead singer of the Supremes in the 1970s. You would think someone like Sherry would have supreme confidence in herself, but because of something that happened to her in her childhood when she lost a talent competition and a member of her family told her that she wasn't very good, those words stayed with her into adulthood, and there was a period of time when she actually thought she was going to have to give up singing because she lost confidence in herself. But she has managed to come back from that and, you know, is so successful now. June Montero from the Toys. The Toys had a mega hit in 1965, a lover's concerto, spent 6 weeks at number one. But in the 70s and into the early 80s, June's life kind of spiraled downward into drug abuse. At one point, she actually was even selling drugs, and then she developed throat cancer. And for a singer, throat cancer is probably the most devastating obstacle you can face. But because of her positive attitude, and because the fact that she knew she had this gift, she fought back from that. She beat the throat cancer, and her career now is back on track as well. And, of course, Mary Wilson was the one of the founding members of the Supremes, the most successful girl group of all time. And Mary's chapter is very interesting because her chapter forms the epilogue of the book. And what Mary Wilson does with her chapter is she shares with our readers a message of healing and hope. And her message to the reader is stop and be silent. When you face a situation where you don't know what your next move is going to be, when you don't know what's expected of you, rather than making a rash decision that you may regret later, stop and be silent. Go inside yourself and take the time you need to think about what it is, how you need to address the situation you found yourself in. So again, the message we want to share with these three incredible women who especially baby boomers are going to identify with is that it doesn't matter where you are in life. We all face adversity, but we all have the power within us to overcome that adversity and to achieve our dreams and to achieve our goals.
Very good. And also, if our listeners want to buy the book, where can they do that?
Well, the book is available, of course, at Amazon.com, and so that's the best place to go and buy the book, Eric. People can also go to our website. There's a link right on our website to our page on Amazon.com, or people can order the book directly through the website if, for example, they want to have a personally signed copy of the book from Jared and me. But really, Amazon.com is the best place to go to purchase One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams.
And also, if folks wanted to get more information about the Motivac group, also, where would they do that?
Our website is www.motivacgroup.com, and that is motivacgroup.com. And you'll find there information about the products and services that we offer, the coaching and the workshops that we do, and there's also a contact page on the website so that if you have a question that you want to address to either me or Jared, you can fill out the contact page. That information comes directly to me, and you will receive a personal answer from either me or Jared to your question.
Certainly have appreciated your joining us once again, and continued success to you and your company, and success on the publishing of your book.
Well, thanks so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
It certainly is. We've been speaking with Tom Ingrassia, president of the Motivac Group, that provides holistic personal and professional development workshops and seminars, as well as individual coaching for success. Tom and Motivac Vice President Jared Krudemski also are the authors of the new book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams. And the website of reference there is MotivacGroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.